Proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. In other words, St. Paul is telling Timothy to go make teach. Go and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Teach them about God's love for them and make disciples of all the peoples. Timothy is a bishop in the early church, and he's encouraged by St. Paul to live out his faith with boldness and with courageousness, realizing that he has been called to a great task. He is called to step up and to help the people journey towards heaven, journey towards Jesus. And he is called to journey with them. He is called to do it whether it is convenient or inconvenient. And just like in our first reading and in our gospel passage, we hear that there are people who do not fear God, as well as in Timothy's time, there are people who did not fear God. And so it was hard for St. Timothy to proclaim the word of God. But yet he was encouraged by St. Paul to do it, and he did so well. A few months ago, I was celebrating a funeral here at St. John's for one of our parishioners. And the parishioner had a goddaughter who came and did the second reading. And oftentimes, at a funeral, sometimes it's hard for a family member to do the reading because they get emotional and it's sad and it's a difficult time. But this particular time, it was very moving to me because her goddaughter was in a wheelchair and she had various health challenges that she could not speak. But rather, she had a computer monitor that she could focus her eyes on letters and form words, and then her computer would speak on behalf of her. That was how she communicated. And the reading that she read was the reading that we just heard from St. Paul. Proclaim the word, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Imagine that, coming out of like a computer speaker, right? It's pretty moving. This woman, who had been through various struggles in her life, who could have been despairing of God, who could be discouraged by the struggles that she experiences every day, she was there at her godmother's funeral, proclaiming the word of God, encouraging us to be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Her action, just of being there and putting in the effort to be able to read that passage to us, was convicting for me. She felt that same call to express God's good news, to share the gospel, to proclaim the word of God. She was convicted to do that. And she did so with great boldness, overcoming her various health challenges, overcoming despair, and living in hope. She lived in hope and proclaims the message of God to us. Now, for most of us, it's easier to proclaim the good news than that, because we have the gift of our speech, and we can proclaim God's word to others. But yet, oftentimes, we are afraid. We're afraid of what people might think. We're afraid of what they might think of us, or maybe how they'll take it themselves. Maybe that they might feel unloved or hurt by our words. That's why it's important to preach the truth with love, to share the good news that they are loved right where they're at. We don't need to lead with a condescending attitude or discouragement, but to lead with love, to preach the truth in love, to help somebody become who they are, to call the goodness out of that person. That is what we're called to do as disciples of Jesus Christ, is to help others see the good news, to help others see the goodness that's in them, and to live in that they are loved by God. St. Paul was convinced of this, and he encouraged St. Timothy to be convinced of this as well, loving him to his spot, loving him into his vocation. And that's what we're called to do as well. When we go make and teach, we're called to share the love of God with others. We're called to help them experience God's gaze, how God looks at them with mercy and with love. He looks at them with kindness and gratitude, realizing that they are sharing in his very life. And he finds great delight in that. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be persistent and go make and teach efforts to share God's love, share God's goodness with others. And the next 3 weekends, we'll be speaking about how we are called to fulfill our mission, how we're called to go, make, and teach. There are 3 core values that we really want to live and build up here at St. John's. And those are a reliance on prayer, a generous spirit, and a willingness to grow. And the next 3 weekends, we'll dive deeper into each one of those. But ultimately, by being reliant on prayer, we'll come to know how God looks at us. We'll come to realize how God looks at us with love. We'll be given strength by Him, continuing to come to Mass, going to adoration, praying the rosary, doing different prayers, reading the scriptures. Those are different ways in which we become more aware of how God loves us, of how God supports us, of how God gives us encouragement. By being reliant on prayer, we'll have courage to go, make, and teach. By living out of a generous spirit, we'll be called to reflect Christ's generosity, who gave everything on the cross for you and for me, so that we can live life to the full. By having a generous spirit, it helps us to get out of ourselves and to focus on the needs of others. These grocery bags right here are an example of how we already do that at St. John's. We live out of a generous spirit. We seek to make a difference in our local community. And many of you did that tonight by bringing groceries for those in need. But we're not called just to do it with our possessions. We're called to do it with our faith, sharing our faith generously with others through love, through kindness, and through proclaiming the Word of God. By being willing to grow, the third core value, we grow into the disciple that God desires us to be. We all have areas of growth in our lives. We desire to become more and more like God. And so it's important to have humility and realize those areas of growth, but also to work at them, to become more like God, to become more united to Him, and allow His love to be reflected more fully through our thoughts, words, and actions. My brothers and sisters, St. Paul tells us tonight, be persistent. Proclaim the Word of God, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. In the 21st century, it's very difficult to do this. But yet, the Lord continues to call us to do that. He calls us to go, make, and teach. And when we grow in those values, when we are reliant on prayer, generous of spirit, and willing to grow, He'll help us to go, make, and teach. He'll help us proclaim the Word of God. That woman who read at the funeral inspired many people. She inspired God, inspired others to follow God by her example. And just like her, you are invited to proclaim the Word of God through your words, through your thoughts, and your actions. Allow this night, allow the Lord this night to strengthen you through the Eucharist, to give you courage to proclaim God's Word, to enter more fully into the discipleship that He's calling you to proclaim His Word, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Because when you proclaim His Word, you reflect Christ's love, and you'll be fulfilled by the Heavenly Father. Tonight, let us ask the Lord to strengthen us through the gift of the Eucharist to be His disciples, to proclaim His Word, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, knowing that by proclaiming His Word, we help people get to heaven.